USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. As fears mount over the newly identified coronavirus variant Omicron, governments around the world are scrambling to protect their citizens from a potential outbreak. The new mutation, which is potentially more transmissible, was first discovered in South Africa. Dr. Fauci speaks to determining whether Omicron is resistant to current vaccines.
Put it in a form in the lab where you can actually test the different antibodies. So you can have a prediction that it might evade, or you can actually prove it. Right now, we're getting the material together with our South African colleagues.
Vice President Kamala Harris said Saturday that she's been briefed about the COVID-19 Omicron variant and insisted that the Biden administration did what is necessary in implementing travel restrictions from South Africa and seven other countries. This is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
President Biden this week said don't blame him for the painful spike in gasoline prices.
I also want to briefly address one myth about inflated gas prices. They're not due to environmental measures. My effort to combat climate change is not raising the price of gas.
Senator Pat Toomey, Republican of Pennsylvania, who serves on the Senate Banking, Budget, and Finance Committees, rejected Biden's explanation of higher gasoline prices.
Shut down the Keystone Pipeline. A tremendous source of oil, suspending the ability to drill for oil and gas in places where we have oil and gas.
He says you can't begin the process of crushing supply and not expect to see a price spike. In response to a Freedom of Information Act request, the CDC admitted that there are no documented cases of unvaccinated individuals who've been reinfected or transmitted COVID to another person after acquiring natural immunity. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The daughter of the first American in space will ride into space herself in a couple of weeks.
Alan Shepard was the first American astronaut to enter space in 1961.
Okay, retrofire completed.
The Mercury spacecraft is beginning to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere.
Now his daughter, Laura Shepard Churchley, is scheduled to fly aboard the New Shepard, the spacecraft named in her father's honor. Churchley is among the two honorary guests, the other being Good Morning America and former NFL star Michael Strahan, to join the December 9th mission that's backed by Blue Origin, the space company founded by former Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. Churchley says despite it's only going to last about 10 minutes, the 3 minutes of weightlessness will, in her words, be a riot. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The United States banned travel from southern African countries to try to delay the introduction of a newly detected virus variant, a public health official said on Saturday. The issue of blocking travel from a given country is to just give us time to assess it better. That's the reason for doing that, not any reason to panic. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the longtime director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said on the Today Show. President Joe Biden, a day earlier, ordered travel restrictions from South Africa and seven other South African countries. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.